Langley Township needs more extreme weather response shelters to help the homeless, an advocate to the council at a recent meeting. Stuart Furness noted that the most recent Metro Vancouver homeless count found 235 homeless people in Langley, 133 of them not in a shelter of any kind. Langley has the third highest number of homeless people counted, after Vancouver and Surrey. The Gateway of Hope shelter in Langley City is insufficient to meet the growing numbers, he said. In fact, Gateway has been at full capacity since the day it opened, said Furness. In recent years, Gateway has also hosted the only extreme weather response, EWR, shelter location in Langley, on nights when temperatures are very cold, or heavy rain or snow is expected. Vancouver and Surrey, meanwhile, have been increasing their EWR shelter spaces. He said temporary sites, including buildings that are empty and slated for demolition, need to be used during cold and dangerous weather. My vision is for a dance studio, fitness studio, gymnasium, just a large open space where we can lay down mats, he said. Several councillors thanked Furness for his input, and Councillor Barb Martin said that the idea of using vacant building has been successfully tried in Vancouver. It worked very well, because EWR is a very fluid thing, she said. Mayor Eric Woodward said that he was hoping for more detailed data on exactly where the homeless are gathering in the next count, because anecdotal data suggests that more are in the city than the township. The Metro Vancouver counts don't break Langley out into two segments. Furness noted that due to the nature of homelessness, people may stay in the township one night, the city the next. These folks are fairly fluid, they move around, he said. In both city and township, any significantly sized homeless camps tend to be moved along and broken up with bylaw officers intervening. If another homeless shelter could be created in the township, Furness said it would not likely cost the township anything. The Lookout Society could take on management, while BC Housing has funds for such projects. Furness has also been speaking to Langley City Council about the same issue in recent months. Furness's son Stephen was killed in the summer of 2022 during a spree shooting that appeared to target homeless people around Langley. The attacks by Jordan Daniel Goggin also killed Paul Wynn, a resident of Creek Stone Place, and seriously injured two others, before Goggin was killed by police. Read also, grieving father frustrated by lack of action in wake of killings.